just cut it off, maybe you're growing hay or something like that, and you just cut it, and it, when it comes right back up, what do you call that?
Well, yeah, when you first cut it, they call that stubble ground. Mm-hmm. And if you're cutting hay, you call it a meadow.
Do people around here talk about something like the second cutting?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's first, second, third cutting.
Do you ever have anything to come up in a field that you didn't plant?
Oh, volunteer. Yeah, lots of things that you just probably throw the seed out or the birds will take it off and drop it, or the coons or the possums or cows or horses. And they'll drop in, so it'll come up in there. That's volunteer.
Mm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if we have to do a job together, you'd say that not just one of us has
to do it. It's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. In other words, not one of us, but...
A partnership or two of us, mm-hmm. a couple of us.
Mm. Or say, comparing how tall you are, you'd say, well, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Or the other way around, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as...
If he is, mm-hmm. or she, something like that.
Or say, comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
Than I can.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a man had been running for 2 miles, and after 2 miles he just had to quit, couldn't go anymore.
Well, he's exhausted.
Mm-hmm. You'd say that...
Or fatigued. Mm-hmm. Either way, it all means the same thing.
In other words, you might say that 2 miles was his
limit.
Or if you had some people visiting you and they were about to leave, what would you tell them if you wanted to tell them that you'd like them to do it again sometime?
Well, you'd say, well, be sure and come back or visit again. I enjoyed your visit, mm-hmm. such as that.
Do people around here ever say you all or y'all?
Oh, now you're talking about mountain people. That's a great word to them. Mm-hmm. Now my wife's cousin lives up yonder, where in Pike County, while they graduated, and they still say you-anses, you all, and just they never got out of that slang.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're raised up in it, and the way they eat and everything, you can educate them in a way, but they still take them old-time ways, that the old tradition.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people say anything like, well, is this y'all's car? Something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Say
yeah.
Y'all's?
That's a great old saying, lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Won't say, is this your car, but... Is yours car? But do you all own so and so?
Well, what about, say, if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it afterwards, and you wanted to know everybody that was there, what would you ask me?
Well, I probably don't think that I would know. What we would just do that. We just said, well, how many was there, how many attended.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to know specifically who was there, you'd ask me.
Ask you if so-and-so was there, just a certain party.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there was a couple that'd be there, you'd say, were so-and-so, were they there?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if I had gone to church and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it later, and you wanted to know what the preacher said, everything that he said, what would you probably ask him?
Well, you'd probably ask him what was his sermon, or what subject did he preach on.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people around here say anything like, well, who all was there? Or what all did he say?
That's quite a lot of people say that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it